It's July, and people are taking vacations. Maybe you're listening to this podcast at the beach, or on a long car ride on the way to see family and friends. Maybe you're at the airport, or the train station, or maybe you're at work counting down the days until you get away. In any of these cases, I'm hoping that you view summer the way I do, a time to take a break, sit back, and breathe. I'm Katie Marquette, and you're listening to The Noir and Bizarre. Normally on this show, we go in-depth on some spooky and strange history, but today I'm taking a bit of a break. And if you are too, maybe now is the best time to catch up on your reading. Today we're going to be talking about the Queen of Mystery, the perfect companion for your summer travels, Agatha Christie. She is the best-selling author of all time, outsold only by Shakespeare and the Bible. The author of 66 detective novels and 14 short story collections, she mastered the mystery genre and has continued to enthrall readers long after her death in 1976. I guarantee that you've heard of some of her books, many of which have been made into popular movies. Murder on the Orient Express, The Murder of Roger Ackroyd, and Then There Were None. And you've probably encountered her famous detectives, the eccentric and charming Hercule Poirot, and the deceptively unassuming Miss Marple. If you haven't read the big titles, the ones I just mentioned, those should be at the top of your list. But I'll also talk about one of her lesser-known mysteries and why it's so good. But first, I want to talk about another mystery, the mystery of Agatha Christie's own life. You see, on December 3rd, 1926, Agatha Christie disappeared. She was not found again for 10 days. When she was checked into a hotel under a fake name and appeared to have no memory of what happened. A bizarre instance worthy of one of her great mystery novels. On today's episode, we'll explore some of the theories.
You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve?
They're demons.
Experience, the excitement, the danger.
But it would be slightly more difficult to pull off now, though, don't you think?
Mrs. Christie, I'm so glad you could come. I'm one of your greatest followers. I've read all six of your books. Mr. Christie not joining us?
Is he needed? Can't a woman make her own way in the world?
The date on this newspaper.
What about it?
It's the day Agatha Christie disappeared.
That's a clip from maybe one of the best Doctor Who episodes, at least in my opinion. It's an episode called The Unicorn and the Wasp, and definitely starring the best Doctor companion duo, this you can't argue with, Catherine Tate as Donna and David Tennant as the Doctor. This is also a great episode to watch if you aren't a Doctor Who fan yet, or a great episode to introduce your friends to the show with, as it pretty much stands on its own. And it's all about Agatha Christie. If you don't know the concept of Doctor Who, you at least need to know that the Doctor is a time traveler. So basically, he and his traveling partner Donna have arrived in England in 1926, and they're at a party on the day that Agatha Christie disappears. This episode has a compelling murder plot worthy of a Christie novel, and it tries to explain the mysterious case of Christie's disappearance. I don't want to give too much away, but suffice to say, aliens and monsters are involved, and I think it's by far the best explanation for what happened. But I'm guessing some people will disagree with me, and there are certainly a lot of other theories out there. So let's start with the facts. Agatha Christie was in a troubled marriage. On the day she disappeared, she had just found out that her husband Archibald Christie was having an affair with a woman named Nancy Neal. Agatha and Archie argued, and Archie left to spend the weekend with his mistress. That same night, around 9:45 in the evening, Agatha Christie left her house, leaving a note for her secretary explaining that she was going to Yorkshire. However, her car was shortly found abandoned by a chalk quarry nearby. Inside was an expired driver's license and some clothes. The public and the police went into a frenzy. Newspapers were abuzz. The Queen of Mystery had disappeared. Even though Christie had only written 6 mystery books at this point, she was already a huge hit. What could have happened? Agatha Christie was discovered 10 days later on December 14, 1926, at the Swan Hydropathic Hotel in Yorkshire under the name Mrs. Teresa Neal from Cape Town. At the time, 2 doctors diagnosed her with amnesia, and she never referenced the incident again. not even in her autobiography. So let's go through some of the popular theories. 1. Agatha Christie was trying to humiliate her husband. She wanted to cause a big stir and bring his affair out into the open. Note also that the name she is registered under contains the last name of his mistress. Coincidence? 2. A more sinister theory. She was framing her husband for murder. Maybe in the intensity of her grief, she hoped to disappear for good, and possibly she had a plan to frame her disloyal husband for her disappearance, and maybe even for her murder. If anyone could pull it off, it would have been her. 3. Christie had a severe psychotic break. Doctors and witnesses at the time seemed quite convinced that she was in a bizarre fugue state. She didn't recognize her picture in the newspapers, and she even had a whole new personality for a while. And she claimed to never recover her memory of how or why she ended up at that hotel, why she chose the name she did, and what she did during those 10 days she was missing. So these are just a few of the theories. Personally, I like the Doctor Who one, the one involving aliens and monsters, the best. Seems the most likely. In any case, no one's ever been able to fully solve the puzzle of Agatha Christie's disappearance. Perhaps this is appropriate for a woman whose life revolved around the allure of mystery. Now just a quick recommendation. Of course, read the big Agatha Christie novels if you haven't, but also keep an eye out for the less celebrated ones. With 66 detective novels to choose from, you'll have your pick. And I'll give you one recommendation. It's the last book published before her death, and it's called Sleeping Murder. I read this just a few weeks ago for the first time, and I was absolutely hooked. Here's the premise. A young bride is house hunting. She finds a lovely home, and it seems so familiar, so right. And as she moves in and prepares for her husband's arrival from overseas, she can't shake the idea that a door used to be in a certain room, and that the garden should be shifted a certain way. When she requests these changes, she gets strange looks. It turns out there used to be a door in that very spot. The garden used to be exactly the way she requested. More strange coincidences occur. So is this woman a psychic, or is she remembering something? When she has a vision of a violent murder at the foot of her steps, she has to decide, am I going crazy, or am I accessing a long-forgotten memory? So that will wrap up this short episode. I hope July finds you vacationing and relaxing, and hopefully also with your eyes glued to the pages of an Agatha Christie mystery. I'm Katie Marquette, and you've been listening to The Noir and Bizarre. Noir and Bizarre is an original WYPR production, hosted and produced by me, Katie Marquette. Until next time, thanks for listening.